Hi, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm so glad you joined us today as we continue our series on Systematic Theology 2. We're looking at lesson number 24 today on the doctrine of prayer. We will get into our lesson right after this. We're now joining Progress Part 3 of 8 in our study on the doctrine of prayer. Then the Word of God says we are to be praying, giving of thanks in our prayers. Thanksgiving certainly should be a large part of our prayer life, because the Lord does so very much for us and thus deserves our thanksgiving. Then in the last part of this scripture, we are told that our prayer life is to involve all men. That is, we are to intercede on behalf of all men, even those that we have no interest in interceding on behalf of. The only time we are not to intercede is on someone where God says, "Speak no more about that person to me," as he did to Samuel concerning Saul, when God rejected Saul to rule over Israel. I think the hardest part for our flesh is not making supplications, prayers, intercessions for all men, but thanksgiving for all men. What a command. Are we thankful for all men that the Lord allows to come into our lives? I don't think so. But according to Scripture, we're supposed to give thanks for all men. This is a command that I had not really considered before, and I'm not sure that my flesh wants to consider it now. Still, it is in the Word of God, and it commands us, not requests us, to give thanks for all men. How is it possible for us to give thanks for all men? We can only do this if we realize the fact that God uses men to build us, to test us, and sometimes he uses them to chasten us, as he did with Israel in Isaiah chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. He says, "O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets." Notice that this scripture goes on to say that the Assyrian thought it was of himself and not the work of God using him. Read it. "Howbeit he meaneth not so, neither doth his heart think so. But it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few." Remember, it's not my problem to judge what the rod of chastisement that the Lord is using thinks is going on. My responsibility is to thank the Lord for the men he sends into my life, good or bad, in my view, but necessary to the wisdom of God and the leadership of God in my life. Yes, there will be men that we can be truly thankful for in our lives, men that bless our hearts and help us on our way. But ever remember and never forget, we are to pray for not just those that we are thankful for, but for those that the flesh is not thankful for. Now look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. Where God says we are to pray for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, we in America do not have a king, but we do have leaders that the Lord places over us, the president, the vice president, governors, and so forth. These are those that we are to pray for, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So again, we are to pray for the men that God puts over us, because it's God that removes kings, who sets them up and takes them down, according to the book of Daniel. Our prayer is for God to work in these men, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We should pray to be more useful and bear more fruit for the Savior's sake. For it is in bearing more fruit that our Father is glorified. Look at what John 15 and verse 8 tells us. In verse 8 we read, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." Then look at verse 16. "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Notice that it's only by bearing fruit that we can both glorify our Father in heaven and fulfill the purpose of our salvation. What kind of fruit does a Christian bear, some might ask? Well, the answer is simple: other Christians. For like bears like. That is, everything brings forth after its own kind, according to the Scripture. Apple trees bear apples, pear trees bear pears, orange trees bear oranges, and so forth. A good example of this is when Jesus came to the fig tree and expected it to have figs. In the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 18 through 19, we read that, "Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away." Then again, look at Luke chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. We read this parable. "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground?" The purpose of the fig tree is to bear figs. If it does not do so, then the question is, why keep it around? No fruit indicates no purpose. We are to bear fruit for the Savior. That is our purpose, according to the Word of God. Are we just cumbering the ground, or are we serving our purpose? We're only serving our purpose if we're bearing fruit, which glorifies the Savior. The more fruit, the more glory. So we should pray that we are profitable fruit trees. The only way we can be profitable is by abiding in the Savior, according to John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5, where he says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit." The fruit is the work of the Spirit in, through, and by us. The more the Spirit fills us, the more fruit will we bear to glorify our Heavenly Father. Then we are to pray for personal safety and deliverance from our enemies. Prayer is our guardian. It is our seeking God's protection about us and about those, our brothers and sisters in the Lord.